This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Career in Pittsburgh, but currently I'm not as high on him as I was at this time last year, so I would have been more gung-ho about it. And it wouldn't have created now the situation where he feels like it's a slap in the face if he doesn't get more money than Myles Garrett. And it's caused the price to go up to a point where the Steelers say things like we want to make TJ Watt a one helmet guy, but they cringe at the price tag now. So I think it is a little bit messier than the local Steelers media wants to make it out to be. I think the Steelers media is expecting that Watt will blink again like he did last time and storm into Art Rooney's office and say, "This is stupid. I just want to play football. I'm a football player. Give me that contract and I'll sign it."
Easier to do that when you're how many years old? He's 26.
Easy to do that when you don't have the security of, or the, yeah, you don't have the financial security of already having signed one of those contracts. I mean, TJ Watt,
he can
now
be pickier now.
Exactly. And
his brother's right to say, by the way, that the teams truly hate it when a player treats it like a business. I think JJ was pretty much on message with everything there. But I don't want them, obviously, like you, I would rather they have tried to move on from him.
You want a bold take? I'm going to give you a bold take right now.
I am sitting, I'm bracing myself.
I'm not going to say that this is going to happen, but I do think there's a chance this is Watt's last year playing football, period. I could actually see a scenario in which if the Steelers didn't get to the number he wanted,
he says, I'll
play
that
he would just say,
done.
You know what? Yeah. Like, go the Aaron Donald route.
Peace out. Even though unlike Donald, he basically got to the top of the mountain, stuck around for a little bit longer.
I don't know. I just,
out of here.
His brother left with meat on the bone.
His brother went into media, though. Frankly, JJ in that clip right there just, I think, embodied or showed you why he could go into media. TJ's not kind of like that.
But I also think we see this with the way he plays in games. Like, this is a microcosm of what I'm saying. If he doesn't think he can give you a TJ Watt rep in a game, he takes himself out. And I think it's possible, this is me doing the psychology of TJ Watt. I could see, given that mindset, if he's like, I work so friggin' hard to be the best at what I do. If no one is going to pay me, or if someone like if the Steelers don't deem me to be worth that much, you know what? I'm good.
By the same token, though, he strikes me as somebody who would have a hard time being away from football because of how consuming it does seem to be for him.
Yeah, maybe.
Donald, but, the key with Donald was he really just wanted to get to the top of that mountain once, and once was enough for him. And he still likes to train, but he said he stopped loving football. I don't know if I've ever heard that Watt stopped loving football.
That's a good point. That's a retort that I think makes sense. I don't know. I watched this.
You said it was a bold take. So bold takes, by definition, maybe have a undercurrent of unlikeliness to them.
We've seen guys do this. And it would be, to me, it would like, I know the Steelers are not as moribund and as depressing as the Lions were when Calvin Johnson did it, or Barry Sanders. But if he is like, I'm banging my head against a wall here and we're not winning, I don't want to go move my
family somewhere else, even
start over somewhere else.
Well, I think temporarily in his case, he'd just say, here, we're going to get a nice condo or something in town.
All right, so let's say for a second.
I think it would be way more likely that your scenario would happen if he had something like Joe Thomas, where he tore his triceps. What was it for him? A triceps, I think, Thomas did.
It
was
Joe just said the hell with it.
Yeah, he was like, I had a 10,000
Donnie, how old was
streak.
Joe Thomas when he said I was done playing football?
He was 31 or 32. I bet you he was not older than 32.
And slam dunk for the Hall of Fame. I mean, it's not like
one
if
of the
Watt.
The best left tackles ever to put on pads.
33 in his final year.
It's not as if Watt decided to step away now, he wouldn't get into the Hall of Fame, because he would. He's got the career for it. The resume for it. It's just something I'm thinking about if this doesn't go the way that he wants it to and the Steelers draw a hard line. For the record, I think there's a better chance they fold than he does. I think his leverage would be in this situation. If you don't give me this money, then, you know, I'll just go into free agency after the year.
Oh, I think they've put themselves with at least a decent chunk of the fan base. Not that they make moves based on this, but they've put it out there. One helmet guy and all that stuff. They haven't exactly done negotiating 101 with him. By the way, Pony, a test to see very briefly as an aside how sick you are with your memory.
Okay.
Name the Tennessee Titans player that Joe Thomas was trying to block when he tore his triceps and ended his NFL career. He was blocking a guy one-on-one in his triceps tore. Tennessee Titans in 2017. I love these
Tennessee Titan in 2017.
Yeah. I love these little games, Donnie, because I think he's going to work his way in the next 30 seconds to getting it. That's why I'm so excited.
Donnie, do you know who it is off the top of your head?
No.
I sprung this on you guys. I can't give you any more hints either, I don't think.
2017 Tennessee Titans.
He was an NFL first round pick.
Okay. Now we're getting somewhere.
Was he a first round pick of the Titans, though?
Oh, God.
Arakpo wasn't still playing, was he?
You got it,
Donnie,
dude!
Can I tell you something? That was,
you got Arakpo!
Dude, can I tell you, that was honestly the name I was going to say, but here's what, thank you for doing that. Amazing. That's who I was going to say, but there was part of me that thought it was such an outrageous guess. You know, sometimes you have a guess in your head and you're afraid to say it because, like, oh my God, this reveals
stupid.
That I'm so, that's exactly what
Do
I was going to say there.
How many times I've won the quiz show with Joe, like with Joe with guesses?
Donnie, that's
that
exactly the name I had in my head.
And they come up right and he just gets even more mad.
I had no idea if he was still playing. Yeah, another name I thought of, which I don't even think this guy played for the Titans. I had like Ryan Kerrigan in my head.
I thought he played for Washington.
He definitely played for them.
I had him in my
head.
I had him in my head. The game that helped me get to him was I was thinking about that Titans Chiefs playoff game.
You guys are absolutely
Do you remember that?
Sick.
You know
sick.
What I'm talking about? With Mariota.
Mariota caught his own pass.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good job, Donnie. I'm very proud of you, buddy.
You know what? Let's take a second and give him a little round of applause here.
Arakpo was in one of the...
that's why he's the football guy, folks.
Remember those, the Geico Cavemen commercials? He used to be in some of those.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Somebody on YouTube, an auto detailing place, so I'm not going to read the whole thing. Can't do away free advertising.
Yep.
I just can't see TJ Watt, Pony, to your idea here, your bold take that it could happen. Retiring with zero playoff wins. I do think the guy is too competitive for that.
Well, why would he sign an extension with the Steelers by that logic?
I think that's a very good rebuttal. Would he go chasing playoff wins like he's Ray Bourque?
I told you we had an update from another NFL insider on Adam Schefter's report about Jonnu Smith and the Dolphins and Steelers getting into Jonnu Smith trade discussions. Jordan Schultz tweeted out, "The Steelers have had preliminary conversations with multiple teams about potentially adding another playmaker on offense to complement DK Metcalf, per multiple sources. Pittsburgh is believed to be motivated to get a deal done at some point, though there's still plenty of time before season."
So much of this is just, again, all about, like, add this, add that, and it's all just these, like, little weird moves. I know they have extra picks next year, but still.
So, I like Jordan. Jordan's been very nice to me. Jordan did not try to fight me like he did Ian Rapoport at Starbucks. But
talk about a home game for Jordan.
This is one of the worst breaking news stories I've ever seen in my life. There's zero news to it.
They're talking to people.
There's no players mentioned.
Correct.
He couches it by saying it's preliminary. He even throws potentially in there.
You know what they did, though? It just said it's a big picture of Tomlin, and they slapped developing from NFL insider Jordan Schultz. What's developing?
Donnie, you retweeted this. Did you think it was of any news value?
No.
No, Donnie just got suckered in by the picture.
Did he DM you to retweet it out? Was that the reason why
No, he didn't do that. Sometimes I do get those.
So
though.
Do I.
Yeah, I get asked to boost stuff once in a while. Not very often. I think you guys both get asked to do it more.
Well, Pony, I would think, for sure.
Why is that? Maybe people don't want to be. Maybe people don't want to be associated with my brand.
What if you charged people for retweets just on the side?
No, I don't pay for Twitter.
I know, but you have broken the algorithm. You're the only living human being without a blue check mark who does big numbers. Clearly, something about your tweets has really appealed to Elon Musk's
algorithm. So, what do you think would happen? What do you think would happen if I did pay for Twitter? It would just go bananas.
Oh, my God. You might be one of the only real people with a blue check mark actually making money from it. I don't think Cabali's making a ton, but that could just be Cabali grousing about it.
I think he's underselling what he's doing on here. I think he's actually making huge dough from what I've heard from other people.
On Twitter? Huge Twitter dough?
Yeah. Built a brand new house. I think you've got the WWE money. You've got the McAfee money. You've got Twitter. You've got the Cabali and Mac podcast.
He's building
an empire.
A quasi-empire.
Here. I agree.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Most water rescues in our area are serviced by local volunteer fire departments. A rescue boat can cost over $50,000. That's why we're hosting the Fan 5 Alarm Marathon presented by Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union to raise funds for volunteers who serve our community. Details now at 937thefan.com. We've already had people donate to get me to eat a Carolina, what's it called
Carolina
again?
Carolina Reaper pepper.
So we got to order
potato
those.
Potato chip. We do. We probably need to get on that like immediately.
Presented by Living Treasures Animal Park, Southside Plumbing and Heating in Piata, where we'll be tomorrow, by the way.
You good swimmer growing up?
Yeah. I was
never
actually.
Was. Well, you're like a tall,
what made
lanky...
you think of that?
I don't know, because I was always terrible
the
at
water
it.
Rescue.
I was always terrible. Yes, I was always terrible at it growing up. Like, I could swim, but I was like that thrashing swimmer, Donnie. You ever see somebody that can technically swim, but like...
Doggy paddle?
A little doggy paddle, but then I'd try to swim like the freestyle, just like the regular stroke everyone uses. And man, I just... It had to look funny if you ever got it on tape.
Fan Hotline's presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. That's where we find Ray Fittipaldo, sponsored by Western PA Injury Attorneys of LGKG. Serving as your home team for over 90 years, lgkg.com. Ray, your reaction to Adam Schefter's report on the Steelers and Jonnu Smith?
I know, guys, it's not coming from the team. You know, I think it's probably a situation where Jonnu Smith has played for Arthur Smith before, and I think his agent is probably trying to use this as leverage. So that's my take on it right now. I never say never. Listen, I mean, the Steelers have collected Arthur Smith's favorite players for the last year or so. Based on the way it went last year, you can make an argument maybe they better not do that again, but I don't think there's much to it right now.
The only thing that Pony brought up that made my kind of made me arch an eyebrow here, and you know what, Pony, maybe you could answer this too while Ray does. So Jonnu Smith's rep by Drew Rosenhaus, his agency, and presumably by Rosenhaus himself. How tight are he and Schefter?
I mean, I would guess pretty good. He's like one of the biggest agents in the NFL.
So Ray, the reason I bring that up is because Pony pointed out that usually Schefter does not track in, hey, keep an eye on this, it's a developing story. Usually he just breaks the news when it happens. So I guess this feels like it would be a step out of the usual for him to kind of be helping out Drew Rosenhaus with what amount, like directly helping with like a leverage situation, a contract renegotiation.
Well, you are right about that. I mean, the way that tweet was worded, it was almost like, you know, this. There was nothing imminent about it, right? It was just like, hey, there's trade talks going on, and that's about that. And Schefter, you're right, usually doesn't do that. So I didn't know Drew was his agent, but, you know, there's some give and take there with Schefter and those guys who break the national news. So I think that's probably trending as a favor from Schefter to Rosenhaus there.
Ray, then we had Jordan Schultz talk about something way more general and generic, that the Steelers are having preliminary conversations about adding another playmaker. Do you think that that's really a front burner issue for this team, that they're really in red hot pursuit of another wide receiver, or I guess in this case, tight end?
I wouldn't say red hot, because I don't think anything has to happen until training camp, to be honest with you. I mean, first of all, they got to get their quarterback in place. They have to know who that is. And I think you make that move for a receiver or a playmaker after that. And I think I told you guys last week, it's not unusual at all for them to add guys in late June, early July, after minicamp, even right before training camp. So, you know, with a veteran like Aaron Rodgers, you know, I think it's possible for him to get on the same page with, you know, the guys who are in the South Side now, whenever he arrives, and with whomever they decide to sign or trade for, say, 2, 3, 4 weeks from now, too.
Ray, from current Steelers events to one concerning a former Steeler, an all-time great Steeler, but a guy without his number retired. I'm paraphrasing here. Jerry Dulac asked about the possibility of Terry Bradshaw's number being retired by the team. He said, not going to happen anytime soon. Why do you think that is? Like, what do you think is really at work here where the team is not retiring his number?
I don't think it's anything against Terry. I mean, how long did it take for them to retire Franco Harris's number? You know, I think there's only a few, right? It's Joe Green,
Ernie Stautner,
and it's Franco, correct?
Yep, that's it.
So you can make an argument that Terry is next. You can make an argument, and this would be my personal opinion, just because he was my favorite player when I was a kid. I would do Jack Lambert next, but that's just me. I think Lambert, Bradshaw, you know, those would be the two next logical choices to have their number retired, and I couldn't sit here and tell you that Terry deserves it before Jack does. That's just my personal opinion. But I honestly don't think it has to do with any kind of strained relationship with the team or certainly anything he said in this past couple of days.
Ray, in your opinion, what was the biggest story from the first week of OTAs?
I mean, it's the quarterback situation. The players don't know what to say. I mean, they're trying to tiptoe around the subject. They're all just waiting for that to happen. So I think, you know, until that happens, they're not going to be able to, you know, speak with any real clarity on the subject. I think it's kind of an awkward situation for all of those guys to answer those questions. I was in a lot of scrums on the first day on Tuesday, and, you know, guys are trying to be diplomatic, saying, I'll roll with the guys who are here, and I like Mason. You know, we can win with Mason, but they also know that this Aaron Rodgers thing seems inevitable. So, you know, I think it's an awkward time for them. And honestly, guys, until that goes away, that's going to be the number one storyline surrounding this football team.
How grating do you think those guys find the situation?
Yeah, on a scale of 1 to 10, I think they're like at a 6 or 7. They don't enjoy it. I'm sure privately a lot of those guys are wondering why they're in the situation. You know, I think they're respectful of Rodgers, but, you know, they're probably like you and me. They see Rodgers going on podcasts and talking for 3 hours to Joe Rogan, and, you know, he's at concerts. I mean, there's a little bit of a different situation there. You know, you got to be respectful of what he's going through, but then you look and see, and he's out there too. It's not like he's disappeared from the public eye. So we see that, and I'm sure the players see it as well.
So, Ray, why isn't any of maybe, I don't want to say frustration, but the player feelings about it, why isn't it coming back towards Tomlin a little bit for those guys? Because he is clearly the one in this organization who wants Rodgers. Like, I know Mike has always gotten high approval ratings from his players, but these guys aren't dumb. If they're putting two and two together, they know that they can look to the head coach as the reason why they're being asked all these questions.
Maybe they're just putting their trust in Mike, and they think Mike is going to be able to get it done in the end, but that doesn't make it any more, you know, tasteful for them to go through this for the last 2.5 months. I mean, look at the calendar, guys. We're almost to June 1st. This has been going on, I don't know the exact date, but the new league year started second week of March, and I think it wasn't more than 4 days later we were talking about Aaron Rodgers. So, you know, we're now into the third month of this, and you know, I think the players, like I said, are sick of talking about it, and they just want a resolution to it.
Ray, from what you are able to comment on from the parts of practice that are able to be filmed and discussed by people like you who are at these football and short events, which quarterback looked better throwing against air, Will Howard or Mason Rudolph?
They all look good throwing against air. Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to say it's one or the other in May. I think, you know, Tomlin and even the players will tell you this, none of this stuff really counts until training camp. But I think both those guys look good. Will Howard looked good today, and I think Mason has looked really solid for the first week as well.
Ray, to whatever extent you're able to answer this based on what you're allowed to talk about, how has Broderick Jones, because you know me, I'm heavily invested in this. My take equity, my take integrity is very heavily invested in him being great at left tackle. How much more fluid on a scale of 1 to 10 has he looked moving as a left rather than a right tackle? Please say that it's a 10 on a 1 to 10 scale. I'm begging you.
Well, he did lose 20 pounds, so I don't know what that says for you know, what he did in his first 2 years in the NFL. Listen, I get it. He came into the league young. He didn't know how to be a professional, so it is what it is. So, yeah, you drop 20 pounds. You're going back to your natural position. You should look more comfortable over there, but it's going to take time. He is not a finished product, guys. I just looked this up. He just turned 24, I think 10 days ago. Troy Fatanu came into the league last year. He was a draft pick. He was already 24 years old. So, you know, we want it right now with Broderick. And don't get me wrong, this is an extremely important year for him. They have to decide this year if they're going to pick up that rookie option. So in some ways it's a little bit unfair to Broderick, but it is what it is. But to answer your question and to be diplomatic somewhat, he is not a finished product.
Who is the rookie who caught your eye the most in 3 days of practice?
You know, probably Caleb Johnson, just because he has his hands on the ball more. And, you know, what limited things we were able to see with 11-on-11. And they don't do a lot of 11-on-11 in OTAs. It's really, really, you know, 75% individual periods, and then they'll come together for a little bit. But I've said this before. Johnson looks the part. I think he's going to be a really good player. And I'm excited to see what that guy can do in training camp. So that's probably the one draft pick who stood out the most here during the first week.
Ray Fittipaldo, check him out in the Post-Gazette, Steelers insider. Thank you, Ray.
Thanks, Scott.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and
and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
See ya.
The fan of the Pirates want to visit your teams in action for a youth baseball and softball showcase presented by Sheetz. Parents and coaches send an email to us at 937thefan.com to register your 12 and under team, and the fan may make a stop the your field. Details at 937thefan.com, brought to you by Keystone Custom Apparel. All right, TRT, you picked the topic 5:30 on Thursdays. Here are your four options. There is a rookie quarterback, and his stats are being tracked at OTAs. Yes, we're doing that now. 31 of 38, 81% completion rate, 11 touchdowns, zero interceptions. Who am I talking about? Will Howard. So there's Will Howard hype, but only 16% of you wanted us to indulge the hype. 17% wanted Jelly Roll talk. Huge concert, much coveted ticket, very hard to get in. Biggest ticket at PNC Park this year, not the Buccos. Jelly Roll and Post Malone. 17% on that.
Does Jelly Roll's existence imply the existence of a jam roll and a preserves roll?
Yeah, why wouldn't someone branch out and make one of those? Or maybe they are and they're just calling it Jelly Roll and we're not able to tell the difference between all that. Think ever think about that?
Is there such a dessert as a Jelly Roll?
A dessert?
Yeah, like there's a
it's a donut.
Cinnamon roll. No, I think of it as a jelly donut.
I think Jelly Roll is a jelly donut. I think down south, that's what they call
it. Okay, fair enough.
29% wanted surprise Steelers quarterback move. Not Aaron Rodgers, not Kirk Cousins. Another move that might be up their sleeve.
You know what a Jelly Roll is? It's a Swiss roll. It's one of those like ho-ho-like rolls with fruit in the middle.
Ugh.
Just looked it up. Those are actually pretty good.
And the winner with 38%.
Easy prediction here.
ESPN crushes Tomlin. So what happened on ESPN today that had me posting that as a potential topic? Former Patriot, Damian Woody. Steelers fans hate the Patriots. I don't like them. I do like it, though, when their ex-players look down on the Steelers for having lost to them so often in the playoffs, take shots at them, rip them, specifically Mike Tomlin, make him look like he is the reason why the Steelers have struggled, because it's largely true. And here is the latest edition of that with former guard Damian Woody on what the Steelers should have done with Mike Tomlin this offseason.
We all know and recognize the greatness of Mike Tomlin. We know he's never had a losing season. But we've seen this over and over and over again. And even Mike Tomlin himself has always said, the standard is the standard. Well, what's the standard in Pittsburgh? Standards, as an organization, is always, it's about championships. If you're the Pittsburgh Steelers organization, how can we navigate ourselves to get a franchise quarterback? Because you can't, ultimately in this league, you can't win a championship without a franchise quarterback. Mm. You got to find a way to go get that guy. Well, what's the one piece that you could possibly flip to get that? Giving up, you know, trading a coach, that's a gamble. But if I can go out here and get the quarterback, everything else solves itself. And so if I'm the Pittsburgh Steelers, that's what I would have done. I would have traded Mike Tomlin. And Mike Tomlin, honestly, why wouldn't I entertain that?
Yeah. You know what I think's happened? I think Ryan Clark has opened up Pandora's box there. It's like now that the guy who played for Mike has said those things out loud, message stale, not going to win there. It's like his colleagues now feel like they're unfettered to just go out there and...
So Ryan had to be the Pied Piper here. Ryan had to be the leader of the pack.
It's like, think about it. Well, damn, the guy that actually played for him and won a Super Bowl is saying these things?
Do you think
I mean, that would be like if Teddy Bruschi went on there and said Belichick's a joke. You know what I mean? Like, okay, well, heck, if this guy's saying it...
Do you think that part of the reason at times that some of these higher profile national people, especially TV people, haven't gone after him is because they always know that he could eventually do that job someday and might be alongside them working? Like, hey, I might be sharing a studio desk with him. If I clobber him, he's a smart guy. He'll remember. He might hold it against me.
I think it just comes down to this. They like him. And it's hard to criticize and go after people that you like. It's just human nature.
Not for me. It's easy for me to criticize people I like.
Like, who's somebody that you like that you go after all the time? Like, Chris Mueller says to himself, you know what? I like that guy. I like the cut of his jib.
I liked Kenny Pickett.
You did.
But I went after him.
True.
Because I thought it was warranted. And I thought it would be cheap if I just pulled punches. In fact, I went after Kenny so much, people thought, oh, he must hate him. No, wanted him to succeed. Would have loved to see him kick ass here. Did not think it was going to happen. Realized it wasn't going to happen. When he did stuff off the field that I didn't like the Seattle stuff that has become the subject of so much back and forth, I ripped him for it.
Mm-hmm.
That's a pretty prominent one.
Yeah, I agree. I thought you were going to say Freiermuth.
Well, I have come around a little bit more because Pat had a very good season, and Pat did something that very few athletes do, but I find very entertaining when they do it. He just absolutely crucified me by saying, isn't he the guy who thought I didn't deserve the money? Loved it.
Yeah.
Love it.
That happened.
Throw the stones. I can take them. I'm a big boy. But I think in Mike's case, like, if it's because they like him and they just have a hard time criticizing somebody that they like, because Mike is absolutely more accommodating to national media and always has been, or maybe since the very early days here. It bothers me because I think there's a lot of smart people that do that job at a national level and do it well. And I cannot imagine being so willfully ignorant to things that obviously trace back to him and having to formulate arguments that clearly don't hold water just because you like a guy.
Donnie, it does seem like Tomlin is not being treated like the big sacred cow that he was before. Like, I don't think we would have heard anything remotely close to that. Trade Mike Tomlin and use the picks to get your next quarterback a year ago at this time.
You think Clark turned the faucet on, Donnie?
I think there's one more thing. I think Aaron Rodgers. I think the national media's disdain for Aaron Rodgers trumps their love of Tomlin.
But wait a minute. And why wouldn't that have applied when Roethlisberger was here? They didn't like him, and Mike always backed Ben.
Yeah. But the difference there is Tomlin inherited Ben.
But Tomlin never he absolutely catered to Ben. It wasn't like,
sure,
even though he inherited him, he wasn't sitting there grousing privately.
And we know that, but I think nationally they were able to try to like separate it and have their cake and eat it too.
All right.
I think it looks like Tomlin is recruiting Aaron Rodgers and Aaron Rodgers. Yes, he is. And Rodgers is really persona non grata with most in the national media. I think this is going to be a hill that Tomlin, in terms of the court of public opinion, potentially dies on. That he's attaching himself at the hip to Rodgers, Donnie.
Yeah, I do think it makes a difference when it came to inheriting Ben, and it's like, okay, well, you're never going to part ways with a guy that can play to that level and potentially win you Super Bowls, which he did early in Mike's tenure here. But now it's like he's chasing down a 41-year-old quarterback that, yeah, the national media hates compared to their love for Tomlin. I also do think that the Ryan Clark stuff absolutely helps bolster all of this. Like, hey, we can actually be critical of this guy for once. Because how many people out there, with the exception of like Colin Cowherd and Kyle Brandt, have actually gone at the Steelers or Tomlin?
Yeah, they really haven't.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.